They sound good, don't they? All right, we talked about this very moment right here. Ready? Oh. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Very nice. And out they all go. Iggy, turn around. Let everyone see this cake. This is spectacular if you can't see it.
That's pretty amazing.
You recognize that artwork?
Look at that big lug.
I would say that would be the Some Devil cover photo right there.
Wow.
Complete with the candles and the red icing and the logo.
Thank you very much for that birthday cake.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice birthday cake. Hey, while I'm here, just because I was thinking about it, I think a friend of mine is in town. A friend of mine named Vusi Matlasela. He's an amazing singer, and he was in. I think he's in town. I hope he's here tonight, but I just want to say that I love you, and I'm honored to work with you, brother, if you're here. And thank you very much.
Very nice. I must say.
He sang on Every Day on the one that we recorded. Yeah. That's him. And he's also on ATO Records for the moment, which is a great pleasure for us.
Very cool. We were hoping we'd get a little insight as to who might be coming through the ATO farm. Thanks for that. Now,
all good.
That's right. While they wheel the cake off the stage, you look damn good. When's the last time you ate a carbohydrate, for crying out loud?
Oh, I'm a dad, so that that takes a little weight off, just carrying those my perfect kids around with me. Take a little weight off, I enjoy some. I like my pasta and my potatoes. So it takes a little effort for me to give up a couple of other carbohydrates too. You know,
completely understood.
You know,
where were you, by the way, on New Year's Eve?
I was just playing dice with a couple friends.
Dice? Back alley?
It was pretty mellow, though.
Okay.
A little champagne.
Sure.
And other things. But it was good. It was calm. I hope you all had a good New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before we completely leave the celebration vibe, Craig from Ossining writes,
Ossining.
Did you get everything you wanted for your birthday?
Yeah, this is a very nice present. I'm not home, so I'm going to have a little belated get-together with my family and a couple friends tomorrow night. But I got a lot of good things in my life, so I got that for my birthday. And, nothing, no intestinal problems. So, you know, I think that could be considered a gift, you know. You know, the
Absolutely.
Way they're going around nowadays, you know. There's names for everything. Used to just be called gas. You know, but nowadays, you know, got all kinds of names. Glad I don't have irritable bowel syndrome. And, you know, nothing like a... You know, it's bad enough as it is. God forbid it should become irritable. You know, seems pretty grumpy already.
I don't know when to jump in. I'm sorry.
Got to stop me sometime now.
All right. About a year ago, you joined the big show at Blythedale Children's Hospital. We were told that the kids there still have some artwork and some photos of you, so thank you for all your help there in Westchester. We appreciate that.
That was a pleasure.
Tonight on TV, if I'm not mistaken, CMT is running your crossroads with Emmy Lou. How was it to work with her?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm touring with her now. We've been friends for a few years, so that's amazing. But I tell you, the amazing thing that's been happening on the tour, besides just having Emmy Lou Harris out with us, was singing Oh Sister, Bob Dylan's Oh Sister with her. Because she hadn't sung that since she sung it with Bob Dylan in 1976. So it was kind of freaky for me, you know. Because there she's singing it over here, and then I have to, you know, not sing like Bob. Not that I could, but, you know, there's that temptation.
Isn't there a famous picture of you with Bob that will never be seen because of the plaid pants?
Yeah, it's funny that you bring that up. Yeah, they were the worst pants I ever wore, and it's like I'd proudly display this photo of me on stage with Dylan, who's one of my heroes, and certainly is a legend. But I got this great photo. We were in Europe together, and we were opening up his shows, and me and BT were on stage with Bob and his crew, but I was wearing the stupidest pants, and I mean, they were just worse than anything you could even imagine, and so I can't even show the picture, because if I had on the wall, no one would see Bob. They just go, "What are you wearing? What are those stupid pants you're wearing, you idiot?" So I can't show it off.
So earlier today, nice, by the way, very nice. Earlier today, you treated us to a great version of Save Me. This song not only is a very interesting tale, but it's also very biblical with a little bit of a twist. When you do a song like that, and I'm not even sure if you read your fan mail, do you hear from people that can say, "How can you take a classic story from the Bible and then twist it this way?"
No, no, it's a good story, but I just thought it's a funny story to twist, too. You know? The Lord's got to have a sense of humor, Ellie. I mean, and he's the major manufacturer.
Absolutely.
So,
all right.
Got to have a sense of humor. I mean,
yeah,
see, and he knows, too. You know?
Coming from the audience, do you read your fan mail? Does any of it ever actually get to your hands?
Yeah, some of it, and some of it gets sifted away, and then I get piles of it, but some of it gets sifted away. Sometimes I think they're trying to protect me so that I don't start believing my own stuff.
Couple questions about your songs, because very rarely is it an opportunity like this to ask these kinds of questions and get an answer. You refer to grace in a few of your songs, writes Mary. Is grace a specific person in your life, or is grace something else?
No, it's a state, right? It's a state. I
state of grace.
Not a
sure.
State. Yeah, the state of grace. Like, not like the state of Wyoming, but but I think, you know, so grace is lost, or grace is found. And so I think that's sort of the reason I always attach myself to that word. It's a nice word, too. That's what Carlos Santana, not to drop names, but he always uses that word. And I think after I met him, I started squeezing it into songs.
Sure.
Because it sounded so cool when he said it, you know. It's just, you got to be, you know, try and be in a state of grace, man. And I'll be like, right on, bro.
Excellent
impression. I'm into that. I'm into a state of grace. I'm a little dry, but, you know, try and pour a little water on me and see if I can find a state of grace. Yeah.
What is left for you, Dave Matthews, to accomplish?
I don't know how to make fudge. So I hope someday I can make some fudge. Fudge is good, and... No, I'll just keep going until the road ends and then see what happens. And maybe, you know, because I like fudge, though. I hope it doesn't kill me, you know, because God forbid the fudge would kill you. Too much fudge will kill you.
That's written down somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, two more quick questions.
I don't like it that
much.
And then
back to some more music. In the Winn-Dixie movie coming out, you play a character named Otis.
Yeah, he's a...
Otis also sings and plays.
Wayne Wang is the director, who's one of my favorite directors. He did Smoke and The Joy Luck Club. He's done a bunch of The China Box. There's a list of endless movies that are classics. He's a phenomenal director. And he sort of heard that maybe I'd be interested in being part of something with him. And this was a sweet story, so I joined with him, and it seemed like it was appropriate because, you know, they needed someone that had a guitar, and I had a guitar, and so I said, I could do it, I got a guitar, and then he said, okay, you can do it, and that's how that happened. But it's a story, it's a sweet little story, and I play the part of a guy who has a guitar.
All right, now, Now, good work like this will breed more work like this. Are you all right with doing another movie sometime
well,
down the road?
You know, if, as long as, you know, I think if something comes up that needs a guy with a guitar, then, or if I, like, if I have something else that they need, like a, you know, fudge. If I, there's a scene where I'm, the guy is cooking fudge, and by that time I've learned to cook it, I can get right on that.
Good. We can't let you really step off the stage or move away without questions about the next project, the next time you're in the studio with the Dave Matthews Band, the next time you're going to hit the road. Though I have to say, we have thoroughly enjoyed the Dave and Friends tours and the
oh,
music.
Oh, yeah, it's great fun.
The opportunity to see you on stage with guys like Tim and Trey has been just a blast.
Oh, it's been a blast for me. We're doing a few more shows, and then I'm sure we'll get together again, you know, then. But I'm also really excited about getting back in the studio with all my brothers and doing another album with them. And then maybe do another album with other people, and then do another album, and then another. If I don't choke on the fudge.
Really, just don't lose the guitar.
That's yeah,
all
I know.
Ask, really.
I'll try not to, because it gets me where I need to go so
That's
far.
Right. Happy birthday. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For doing this with us at the China Club.
Good to see you again. Thank you for having
Dave
me.
Dave Matthews, everybody.